As Congress considers Medicaid reform, Children's Hospital Association President Mark Wetischa says currently 40% of the nation's children are covered under the program.
This is a really important program. So we're not asking for no reductions, but we are asking for a fair assessment in light of the fact that these are our kids.
He says children on Medicaid with complex medical issues face the biggest challenges. Those children, considered sickest of the sick, often see multiple doctors and specialists. Wetischa says the problem arises when the treatment they need is out of state.
For example, you know, in Atlanta, we have a very large children's hospital. There's actually kids from the edges of Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina who come to Atlanta. Currently, it's very difficult to cross state lines on Medicaid.
He says 6% of the children on Medicaid have complex medical issues, but they represent 40% of the costs. That's why the association is proposing to create more coordinated and organized pediatric networks. Wetischa says those networks could assist families by allowing them treatment options on a more regional rather than state basis.
And our specific proposal there is to create a national framework for these children that works with the state-based Medicaid programs, but allows, for example, easier access across state lines.
Wetischa says that framework could support the sharing of data, clinical standards, and quality measures. He says the changes could create billions of dollars of savings over a 10-year period and could also reduce costs for state Medicaid programs like Georgia's. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.